This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning to you. Welcome in. It is the 30th day of May. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 7 now. If you've missed anything, including a great interview we had earlier with a brand new program being rolled out at St. Charles Community College for their vocational training that they're going to start this up in the fall. I think it's great and a lot of good information there about maybe how you can get your kids involved or at least look into it. And you can go back and hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app or go to the podcast and find out more details. I mean, this is in the news because the president's been talking about it. And there is a need for more people with those kinds of skills. I've got a friend in the HVAC business, several of them, who've complained to me for years that they have a really hard time finding and keeping good employees in that industry because as soon as they train them up, somebody else hires them away.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going and getting, say, a bachelor's degree from a four-year university. Obviously, that's what I did. But I think there's a lot of parents, myself included, who, as our kids get older, I start thinking, well, you know, maybe a trade school wouldn't be such a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with a trade school, but I'll be honest, I never had that mindset years ago. And there's definitely been a shift in the last couple of years where we're seeing what's happening with these schools. You look at Columbia University, Harvard, these kids getting indoctrinated. You go into tens of thousands of dollars in debt. And for what? I mean, yeah, you have your degree, but are people even using their degree these days? What percentage of people who study in a particular field actually stay in that field for, say, longer than 5 years?
That's a really good question you bring up. I don't know the answer to that. I know in broadcasting it's not long term.
Not long at all.
Generally speaking, it's not long term. I can think of two people, maybe three, of my graduating class from Miami University in Ohio who are still working in the broadcasting business. And everybody else has moved on to PR jobs or whatever else they did, law school. Bill Hemmer is one of them. Chad Pergram, who we have on here, graduated a couple years after me from Miami of Ohio, but he's one of them. I'm one of them because I'm still in broadcasting, if not in television news anymore. Jonathan Sary is one of them. But a lot of these people, if you notice the difference there, the ones that are still in it made it to a network news level. Mm-hmm. They're making a ton of money. Why wouldn't you hang around and do that? Probably. And they work for a great network, in my opinion. But a lot of other people don't. They don't last that long. I wonder if that number's longer in applications like engineering and things like that. I'll bet that it is.
Yeah, I mean, I would think if you're, let's just say, getting, you know, your doctorate or something like that, where you're investing a lot of time and more money into a particular degree, that you might want to stay in that, whatever you're using that for, you know. if you're becoming a lawyer. But I mean, there's burnout. There's a lot of burnout. And so many of the people coming out of college now, they're really interested in hybrid schedules and the flexibility. And so there's temptation from people, even though, say, you're at a job where that is in line with what you studied in school. If somebody else is offering you a more flexible schedule, you might be willing to jump ship.
Very true. Very true. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson about what's going on up in D.C. with maybe the dueling courts and tariffs and all that stuff that I heard one network anchor call it whiplash. The market's getting whiplash this morning. Well, no, the market, if there's whiplash involved, the whiplash is coming from all of these judges who throw injunctions around like they're passing out grades on finals day. I mean, they're the ones making final judgments on these things, they think. But then, of course, a higher court slaps them down, which is what happened yesterday. We'll talk that over with Eric Burleson coming up here. And a little bit later, we're going to do our Queen of Hearts drawing as well, because that's a big deal. Helps Guns and Hoses. We always do that on Fridays at about 8:20. And you have a chance to participate in that. It's going to be a huge fundraiser this year for Guns and Hoses, and ultimately for Backstoppers, who we love to help out for sure. All right, right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I think the American people ought to be saying to Elon, thank you, thank you, thank you. He came and spent 4 months working for the American people free of charge, didn't collect a salary, made nothing. He rooted out massive waste, fraud, and abuse.
Yes, indeed. Ted Cruz is absolutely right. And if you've been listening to the headlines, you would believe that for some reason, Elon Musk and Donald Trump are at odds with each other. That's odd, because this afternoon they have a news conference planned together on what is Elon's final day in his role at Doge.
I don't think people write books about Joe Biden to make money. We are gratified that people are buying this book.
That's a good point.
But I don't think, I mean, the idea that I would do this for money is it's silly and not true.
Oh, yes, it is. Now, I don't, maybe Jake Tapper doesn't need the money, but have you seen the media circus he's been creating, stirring up interest in this book that he wrote after years of lying about Joe Biden? He finally wants you to believe he's telling the truth. I think maybe he is, but don't tell me he's not doing it for the money.
Who was giving the directive to sign these? If everyone says it was Joe Biden, then I'm certainly open to bring him in. Wherever the trail leads is where we're going to bring him in.
Yeah. How about that? James Comer, the congressman, says, we're investigating the use of the auto pen. We might have to call in Joe Biden if we can't get any information from anybody else. And that would be must-see TV. If that ever happens, I hope they televise it. Can I just tell you that?
Rapidly growing in terms of population. In fact, more people are just shuffling around.
Yeah, how about that? The population shift story that Kim's been covering all morning, I think, is pretty fascinating. Not surprising at all. I think they handpicked a couple of cities in St. Louis County and acted like that was a bigger deal than it actually is. And I don't think they've covered the story very well here at all in terms of what's really behind this. Listen to a little bit more about this.
The biggest recipients of St. Louisans moving around St. Charles County. The biggest losses appear to be hitting St. Louis County. New census data shows that O'Fallon, St. Peter's, and Wentzville are picking up relocating St. Louisans from the county. Here's First Alert 4's Shoshana Stahl.
Yeah, they assigned a reporter to cover the story last night, and she's like, St. Charles County is growing. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I wonder why.
And they want you to believe, if you listen to this, that it's all about, well, they've just got more land and they're just building more houses. And well, no, people don't just move because they have an opportunity to buy a new house. They move because of location, location, location. Same in the real estate industry. It's all about your home's value is all about location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
And they want school district choice, that plays a role in it. And the politics of the county plays a role in it. The reporter went out and asked a question of, I think, to the administrator out in Chesterfield. I thought he was pretty honest in his answer as to maybe why Chesterfield and Baldwin and a few other places have lost some of their population.
We have.
St. Louis County, on the other hand, has several cities like Baldwin, Maryland Heights, and Chesterfield leading population decline in the state.
There's been a suburban flight for a number of years, and people always want to push that edge a little bit further. I think it's St. Charles County and Warren County and all those folks, I think they're a little friendlier to development. It's not unexpected.
Yeah, well, they are. They do have more room to grow. But remember, there was a time when Warrenton's a beautiful place. Well, mm-hmm. There was a time when people might, depending on where you worked, if you worked in the city or the county, that's a drive. That's a commute for you, right? But Warren County, Franklin County, St. Charles County, Jefferson County are all going to benefit for this. And I argued earlier, and I'll stick by this, I think it's got a lot more to do with politics in St. Louis County.
Well,
I really do.
I mean, my husband and I moved out to the St. Charles County area because my family was there, and we knew as we were at the time getting ready to start a family, we wanted to be very close to one side of our family at least. So I have my dad and my two sisters out there. But 2020 really changed things for a lot of people. And you saw what happened in St. Louis City and St. Louis County and you know, how quick Sam Page was, for example, to shut down businesses and do all kinds of crazy things with the restrictions. And then you saw St. Charles County. It was like night and day when you crossed over the river into St. Charles County. And people said, enough, because we know that that could happen again. We'd like to think it won't. But you have to just know that that's what is going on in the county, in St. Louis County. And if you don't want to deal with that, you might need to move, because unfortunately, there's too many liberals who have infiltrated the county now where, like you said, it used to be maybe red in some parts, like Chesterfield, where I grew up, purple. But now it's kind of started shifting blue.
They haven't elected a Republican county executive since 1988 in St. Louis County.
It's
so
crazy.
So if you live there and you act like this doesn't matter to you, well, it affects every policy coming out of the county, affects how they spend money, affects your taxes and how much they go up, as you've learned from the assessor recently. Your school boards have all turned left. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt the impact, and that is a heavy contributing factor to why people are moving. And as Bendy pointed out here on the social media feed, and that's why Highway K is a nightmare all the time now, because so many people are moving to St. Charles County and further west. All right, we'll get to a quick break. Again, bottom of the hour, Congressman Eric Burleson will join us in the Capitol beat.
The one thing about Elon's work at Doge and this bill is that they're not exactly compatible. They cannot touch discretionary spending in this bill, because it's a reconciliation package. So they can't just go in and cut things. They would have to do that in a separate package called a rescissions package. And I think the Speaker of the House, as far as I've been told, is dedicated to doing this. They need to do it. They need to do both. They need to cut taxes and all the other things that happen in this bill, invest in the border security, deregulate energy, et cetera, et cetera. They also then need to come back and codify the Doge cuts. And they need to make going through the government and going through it line by line the way Elon did a common, perpetual and ongoing thing. It is the Republican responsibility to do this. If they do not do it, it will be a massive failure.
Yeah, very true. That was Scott Jennings, of course, of CNN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fame, who's been a longtime friend of Mark Reardon, and Mark went to a Cardinals game with him, I think, last weekend, and then had him on the radio last night talking about this Elon Musk and Doge work, because people are mad at Elon, and because Elon said the big beautiful bill, you can't be big and beautiful. It does some good things, but it spends a lot of the money we just saved. And of course, the media didn't take them long to twist that around and make it seem like Elon is somehow anti-Trump or anti-Trump policies. The two of them are holding a news conference together, for goodness sake, this afternoon. I don't think there's any space there. I wouldn't blame Elon if he's a little tired for having to take and shoulder some of the hatred that would normally have been aimed toward Trump. They instead focused it on him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his brand of cars, for God's sake. If they could slap an F Elon sticker on the side of one of those rockets, they would, but they can't get close enough. So they just go around and harass people in their cars. Trisha was making fun of me for talking too much about this Kirkwood Tesla story, but it still chaps my rear end that not a single local news outlet chose to cover that story. And they all knew about it because you tweeted at him yesterday, and I retweeted it. And all the people who responded to it were like, yeah, media, why aren't you doing your job here? Except for one or two people, and said, it's a nothing burger. It's not a story. Of course it's a story.
Here's what I'll say. It's not like the guy blew up the car or keyed the whole thing. I get that, okay? He slapped a sticker on it, okay? The reason why it is a story is because this is the stuff that's been happening across the country, and it's directly related to people's hatred toward Elon Musk.
Yes.
And so people with Teslas who are probably liberal and might not even like Elon themselves are now the victims of this. And it's gotten completely out of hand. And in many cases, I know Pam Bondi said we're going to crack down on this, but in many cases, people have had a slap on the wrist when they've done something like this. And that's why you're seeing it so often. And now you have a Washington University employee who's caught on camera doing it. And yeah. WashU won't say anything about it. They won't return my emails. They won't return my calls.
They have absolutely nothing. They don't have anything to say. Why would they do that? There's no there.
I'd like to know if he's still employed. I'm not saying he should be fired over this, but there should probably be some disciplinary action if the guy is now charged. I mean, it's a misdemeanor, but
well, here's the thing that irritates me. I understand the argument. It's an argument that can be held as to, well, how much coverage does that deserve? Okay. Does it deserve a live shot? No, probably not. Does it deserve a reader in the evening news? More than that, because there's video. Mm-hmm. Why would you not go talk to the prosecutor in Kirkwood and say, why did you charge this individual with harassment in this case? That's a legitimate news story, at least as legitimate as the story that Channel 4 covered the other day about students in at a Jefferson County school holding a retirement parade for a touch therapy dog.
I mean,
those are stories that don't matter.
Yeah.
This is a story that does matter, and they completely ignored it.
I was going to say, do you know how many dumb stories I covered at Channel 4 and other TV stations? I would pitch solid stories, and for whatever reason, they felt like it wasn't newsworthy enough, and they'd have me chase some other ridiculous story.
Yeah, I'm not asking for blowout breaking news
top
coverage,
of the newscast, right?
But it's not hard to look at any of their stories, just their regular local news stories, and find things that most people probably should care less about, right? You can go down the list and look at things that they're covering on a daily basis they don't have nearly the impact of somebody going around vandalizing cars, but they just had no interest in it. And you have to understand that politics played a role in that, is my
100%.
Point. That's my only point. Politics played a role in not a single local news station, not the TV stations and not the newspaper in town choosing to cover that particular
story. If people were hating on Sam Page, for example, and people went as far as creating, you know, F Sam Page, and they were slapping it on someone's car,
that might be a lead story,
especially if there's video. These news stations, let me tell you, Mark, you can back me up on this, they're desperate for content. That's why they cover stupid stories that you will write to them and say, that's not newsworthy. So if you have video, especially if someone's willing to talk on camera, it's like, I mean, they were drooling when you would pitch a story like that, because it was almost like a guaranteed bit of content for them for the newscast.
I had a friend who once worked for one of the news stations in town, and they probably put on more local news than any other station. You might be able to figure out who I'm talking about. Not the individual, the station. And he said, it's like a hamster on a wheel. You have to feed the news wheel constantly, but a story like that comes along and they don't have time for it. Give me a break. We know what's going on here. All right, we'll be back with the Capitol Beat. Congressman Eric Burleson, stay tuned.
Analysts have coined a new term called the taco trade. They're saying Trump always chickens out on your tariff threats, and that's why markets are higher this week. What's your response to that?
I kick out?
Chicken out.
Oh, isn't that nice? Chicken out. I've never heard that. You mean because I reduced China from 145% that I set down to 100 and then down to another number? And I said you have to open up your whole country, and because I gave the European Union a 50% tax tariff, and they called up and they said, please, let's meet right now. Please, let's meet right now.
Capital Beat.
Yeah, that's President Trump. He didn't respond well to being called a chicken, but obviously you're dealing with reporters who don't really understand what negotiation is all about. He had another win in court yesterday, which I think is a big deal as well. Let's get to Congressman Eric Burleson on the Capitol Beat this morning. Congressman, welcome back. How are you?
Good to be back.
I love watching the network news this morning. I was watching it in a commercial break, and they're like, oh, the markets are getting whiplash from these tariffs being on and off and on and off. And I'm like, well, that's the judge's fault, right? That's these judges that hand out injunctions like they're candy.
Yeah, and that's something that we have got to fix. And it's frustrating to watch. And I'll tell you, like, in general, I'm just frustrated that a lot of the things that we should be doing in Congress are not coming up for a vote. There's members that are filing these bills, but leadership isn't moving them. And the ultimate reason is that they're trying to protect the moderates as opposed to do what's necessary to protect the president.
Well, I think what you're saying there reflects exactly what Elon Musk said. You can have a bill that's big or you can have a bill that's beautiful, but he's a little frustrated that he went in and found all this fraud and waste in USAID, and then we turned around and added spending in the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah, and I'm with Elon. I share his frustration. It's like, I want to say, welcome to the show. And this, whenever I met Elon, I said to him, that's one moment that I had to say anything to him. I said, look, this town is good at doing one thing, and that's telling you why you can't do something and why it's got to stay the same way. That's what Washington, D.C., is the only thing that they're good at. and spending taxpayer money. And so it is a absolute fight, and you have to be willing to go all the way to the mat in order to get anything. And so, and I will say, and I think that Freedom Caucus and myself, you know, we at least have, we went, you know, nobody can say that we didn't fight all the way, go to the mat to get the bill to where it was. I mean, if Mark, the bill started at a bill that was just going to cut taxes and spend money. And, yeah, and so the deficits would have just been enormous. So we were able to get commitments of at least $1.5 trillion in spending cuts and get us at least to be able to pay for the Trump tax cuts and balance that. And it, so the way in which it's done, it's not going to balance in the first year because you're spending so much money up front and one time on the military and the border. But then after that, when all the savings start kicking in, it does start to be deficit positive. We start eating into the deficit.
That's
it's not
good.
As much as I would love to, but at least, but I'll tell you, Mark, we wouldn't have that had it not been for small group of, you know, fiscal hawks that were putting our foot down, making Washington very mad and yeah, saying, we're not supporting this bill until you at least make some cuts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we know that we need more cuts. I think everyone can agree on that. And we've seen how much wasteful spending there is in the federal level, like money that was going to, you know, for example, our walking sticks, can they be transgender? I mean, something as stupid as that, that our tax dollars were funding. So now with Elon Musk leaving, do you know what happens to Doge? Just, do they just continue doing their thing with all the people who are working under Musk?
Yes. And so Steve Davis, who is his kind of lead guy, is still in place. The team is still in place. And look, I mean, Elon is brilliant, but let's be honest, he wasn't the one, you know, getting in the nitty gritty details. They were giving him that. So I think that I think that all the components are still there for them to continue to find things. So to me, they will continue to find opportunities for savings. The question is, will Congress have the backbone and the political courage to make permanent the savings that they identify? That's the real question. And that's what's frustrating to me.
Sure.
What's frustrating Elon is that this right now, that, for example, the rescissions package that was sent from the White House to defund PBS and a bunch of other stupid things, that has not come to the floor for a vote. And people ought to be asking why. And the reason is that leadership cares more about protecting the moderates from taking a tough vote,
man,
than doing what's necessary to save this country. And until that turns around and people put pressure on Speaker Johnson and Scalise and all of our leaders, that nothing's going to change.
That's a great point. Congressman Eric Burleson, our guest. I know you share my frustration with this, but here's how I think about it. The people in the establishment who've been in Washington for, what, how long was Joe Biden there? 45 years, something like that. And Pelosi, all of them,
yeah,
that have been there for years and years and years, have designed a system, a big government, that's like they built a castle with big walls around it, and those walls are non-discretionary spending. And if that's 75% of the budget that you're never allowed to touch, I mean, isn't that the key to fiscal sanity?
Yes,
at some point?
It is, and that's why the more I take a step back, the more I think that we've gotten a big win and that we've been able to make significant changes to that mandatory spending.
Right.
And by being able to, over the 10-year period, and certainly the first couple of years, because we're spending so much on the border and the military, once that's done, all the savings then start kicking in, the savings like eliminating the Green New Deal tax credits, getting people that shouldn't be on Medicaid off of Medicaid, right? Illegals, and individuals who are not disabled and shouldn't qualify to begin with. There's tremendous savings, and those savings start kicking in, and that's a structural change in mandatory spending that will benefit the foundation of our financial situation for years to come.
Well, you helped us break the story when this bill got passed because you called me just a few minutes after the vote, and I appreciate that. And I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you 2 weeks ago and see if your opinion's changed on it. One of the little gemstones inside of this thing is getting silencers, suppressors out of the NFA and that stupid $200 tax. Do you have any confidence that will hold up in the Senate?
I have a little bit of confidence. I still think it's probably 2/3 chance it stays in there.
Good.
Because I think that the Senate, now that it's in there, it'll look ugly for Republicans to strip that out. But my hope is actually that it gets better. We're trying to get Senator Cornyn or some of the other senators that need a win on the Second Amendment to add to the bill that they're eliminating the tax stamp and the taxes on short barrel rifles and short barrel shotguns.
Okay.
So hopefully it gets better.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, it's pretty much guaranteed, whether it's that particular issue or something else, it's pretty much guaranteed that the Senate would change something and it would have to go back to the House for another vote, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. The Senate is going to have their fingerprints on it one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. So you
will get potentially one more bite at this apple.
Yeah, that's true.
You're
back in the district right now, right? Have you been meeting with your constituents?
I have been. It's been great. I spent a day in Branson. We did a tourism tour. You know, Branson is an amazing place to visit. You have to come visit, see all the stuff that's happening. The new Johnny Morris golf courses are ranked number one in the world right now.
Wow.
And there's like 6 golf courses there at Big Cedar Lodge that are in the top level golf courses in the U.S., if not the world. And then today I'm going to Joplin for a day to visit with business leaders and community leaders. So it's been a busy week. People think we're on recess. No, when you come back, your district has been waiting for you. And a lot of people want to have meetings. And I love it. Honestly, it's when I'm back home, even a full day's work doesn't feel like work.
I was going to say recess has a whole different connotation when you're not in grade school, doesn't it?
Not playing on the monkey bars when you're home from Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I've yet to play tetherball.
I used to love tetherball.
Congressman Burleson, thank you. Enjoy your time at home.
Okay, you too. Have a great weekend.
Yep, have a safe trip. We appreciate that. Congressman Eric Burleson hanging out down there, of course, getting to go to Joplin today. And I love the fact that he's bragging about the golf courses down there. Here's the level of golfer I am. If I've got to go to, I don't know what it costs to play on those golf courses, but if they're ranked that highly, it's not inexpensive. I might as well take that $180 or $200 or whatever it costs to play around a golf over there and just light it on fire. Because for me to pay $20 a hole or whatever that works out to over 18 holes to golf there, while I would enjoy the scenery, I would embarrass myself on those really good courses.
You could just do one of those Happy Gilmore swings and say it was intentional.
Whoops.
Just bring a hockey stick. Don't even bring a golf club.
I know. I saw some pro golfer do that the other day in some clip on that popped up on my Facebook feed. And he nailed it.
With a hockey stick?
No, he had a golf club, but he just took a run at it and whacked it, went straight as hell. I'm like, how do you? I can't hit it straight when I'm standing still.
I can barely hit the ball. I played sports in high school, but golf is not my thing. I went to the driving range and I'm like, this is embarrassing. I am so my hands hurt. I was very frustrated.
I don't like to brag, but I'm pretty good at the windmill.
Are you really? Wow.
Now we have to see a video.
Yes,
to prove
we do.
It.
I'm talking putt putt.
Bring proof. Oh, okay. All right. There you go. That makes more sense. What's coming up in Kim on a Whim?
Well, I'm sure all of you remember Senator Cory Booker when he did that marathon 25-hour speech on the Senate floor last month. Well, now he's decided, you know what? Let's take after Jake Tapper and just capitalize on stupidity because now he's writing a new book.
Oh, great. Well, we'll find out about that coming up. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
We all remember Senator Cory Booker when he stood there on the Senate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Floor on April Fool's Day, actually, I believe. And he gave that 25-hour speech, which broke the record for the longest continuous speech ever given on the floor of the upper chamber that was initially set in 1957. That was the record that he just broke. And now he has decided, you know what, why don't we just write a book on it? This is going to be published in November. And he was posting about this on social media where he says, this book is about the virtues vital to our success as a nation and lessons we can draw from generations of Americans who fought for them. He's getting reamed on social media, as he should be.
Yeah, I'll bet he is. What were they saying about him?
Just that it's ridiculous and that it was all kind of the plan all along for him to do this so that he could probably capitalize on it. You know, just that he was all out for a profit. It seems like people are just looking for something that they can do that's going to get attention, make them go viral, and then now everyone's writing a book on it. Like, you have Jake Tapper writing the book, and then what's the guy who wrote it with him?
Alexander.
I forget his name. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have, I joked during the commercial break to Mark, and I said, and Joe Biden's writing a book? And he said, Joe Biden's not writing anything. I said, well, Joe Biden's name will be on the book, pretending he wrote it.
Joe Biden has a ghostwriter who's writing the book, and you know that's exactly how that's going down. They all do it. It's like a step to, I think Kamala Harris wrote a book. Lord knows she didn't write the book because it would have been a bunch of goofy rambling that nobody could have followed anyway.
Was ChatGPT available when she was writing her book?
Did you see she did another speech in Europe? I watched this bite the other day and I said to myself, I've got to grab that. She's giving a speech in Europe and she talks about, you know, things that might have being unburdened by what has been.
Gosh.
She keeps using the same stupid lines that lost her the election the last time around because people realized she had nothing else of value to say. Now, you want me to believe, and writing a book is not easy, that she sat down and wrote a 500 or 600 page book filled with her thoughts? I mean, I think it'd take about 2 pages. Wouldn't take 500.
Well, you could expand it out because she says a lot of words, but it really means nothing.
So, Cory Booker. Cory Booker, I saw somebody describe him the other day as Dollar Store Obama. Which I really think is probably not far off. He's run for president several times, and nobody has any interest in him as a presidential candidate. But he's still convinced he might be able to pull off what Obama pulled off in 2007. But that's not going to happen.
No.
He. Now that once Joe Biden left the Senate and Kamala Harris left the Senate, that might have elevated Cory Booker to being the dumbest man still serving in the United States Senate. Fetterman is what I would have said was close for a while. He seems to have recovered somewhat from his stroke. But Cory Booker hadn't had a new idea since he got there. And I can't see him being a leading contender for them in their party. You know, a bite we haven't played yet this morning is the bite from Pete Buttigieg on how the Democratic Party gets back voters. Did you hear this?
I did.
Go ahead and play cut number two, please.
Of course we should be talking about how, if Speaker Johnson got his way, it wouldn't be possible, not just for gay people to get married, but for straight people to get divorced, let alone like birth control or how he would want to regulate porn or whatever.
So if I read this correctly, Buttigieg thinks the left can win back young men by backing porn and gay marriage.
That'll do it.
That seems to be the answer from the left. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has Buttigieg written a book yet? Did he write a book?
Not that I know of, but I wouldn't be surprised.
That's
what everyone does now.
Or something like that. Maybe you should write one on breastfeeding.
Chest feeding, isn't that what they call it?
And he looked awful. He's got that little scraggly looking beard growing on him.
The Shortest Way Home. And
who,
another
Buttigieg?
Yes, 2019.
Okay.
And then another one called Trust, it looks like. Cory Booker's book is going to be called Stand.
Hmm.
Out in November.
Stand for what?
Good question.
Stand for something?
I mean, here's the thing. Because I've never written a book, I don't know how long it takes. But like you said, it's not an easy thing to do. There's just the editing process.
My wife's a book coach.
Well, yeah,
she can help you.
She could probably tell you how long the process would be, right? The edits. And so it's almost as if he had planned this all along. Because otherwise, would you really be able to turn around a book like that? If
no,
you made the speech
no.
April 1st,
well, I tell you,
November?
Here's the thing about it these days with like AI, ChatGPT, you could write a really bad paragraph and AI could fix it for you. Writing a book is probably easier today than it's ever been if you cheat.
Well, then he should put by Cory Booker and ChatGPT.
And ChatGPT.
Special thanks to ChatGPT.
It will fill in all of the things you should have said that you didn't say. It's pretty amazing. Publishers these days are looking out for books that appear to be largely written by somebody other than the person whose name is on the bottom of the manuscript.
You know how you open a book and you see like special thanks to my loving wife for supporting me and my children
yes.
and all these things.
It'll be and
like, special thanks to ChatGPT for making me not sound so stupid and writing half this book.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's not easy to write a book. I mean, my wife has helped somebody write it. She's been hired to do that, and she's also she helps people go from like zero to publishing. It's a pretty amazing process.
That's cool,
but it takes a while. Yeah, you really have to put some work into it to claim you could sit down and knock one of these out in a month or two. It's just unrealistic. So you know, all they did was take what Cory said and transcribe it or something and put it into
slap
a book.
It in, yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's got to be what happened. Oh, my goodness. Maybe you can buy it at the dollar store.
Pick up your copy this
Possible.
November.
Coming up, we're going to get to the Queen of Hearts drawing for Guns and Hoses. We'll get to do that about 8:20. We're going to talk about our Feed Our First Responders winner for the month. And we'll tell you how you can take part in a local fundraiser that's taking place to support women's golf. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.